Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877 for web fix.
Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
Good morning from WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. As we greet you today, it is 65 degrees for the predicted daytime high for the day. So we're going to be all right weather-wise. 38 with a few clouds and chilly coming up for tonight. And for tomorrow, 73 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 1.5 million homes and businesses in the southeast U.S. don't have electric power after Hurricane Helene's passage. Most are in Georgia and the Carolinas. Tennessee caught some of it. Family members of employees of a factory unaccounted for after the storm, demanding transparency.
A plastics manufacturer says several workers went missing or died in the flooding. Families are now demanding answers, claiming workers were told not to leave as the floodwater rose. The company says most employees left immediately, but some remained at the facility or nearby for an unknown reason, adding, at no time were employees told that they would be fired if they left the facility.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. 45,000 workers at ports on the East and Gulf Coasts are on strike against the port owners in a dispute over money. He's in hospice, has gone through cancer fights, and outlived his wife. Former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 years young today. This is ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high temperature of 65 today. A bit more fall-like today as we go about our way. A few clouds and chilly tonight. A low of 38. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again. A high of 73. Thursday, partly cloudy and mild. A slight chance of a light shower overnight. And a high of 75. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 82. Right now, after a midnight reading of 67, it is 54 degrees. It is time now to start the broadcast day officially on this Tuesday, October 1st.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Rolling in.
We start the day in a positive way. B.J. Thomas and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. Here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you down the old trail from Sextonville. The old vibe just a-clattering away on that bumpy ride. We are here today to tell you about Tuesday. Lots of exciting stuff, including the Brewers beginning playoff baseball. They'll be taking on the Mets, by the way. And when you get into October baseball, things really crank up. The fans are even more into it and just ready to cheer on every single play. And the team is all geared up. Hopefully, we can win a series. And for the Brewers, it's been a little bit of a while since they've had success in the first rounds of the playoffs. So we'll hope that trend will maybe get into a new trend. We have some info to get you in the know along the way as we start the chores with today's Light in the Milk House show. Welcome to October, by the way. Here is Conway Twitty.
There's a new kind of music going round. It's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Man. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass band. Well, my daddy plays the banjo and saws the fiddle too. Taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet, so dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Man. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass band.
Something went wrong along the way, and there's nothing I can do to make you stay. Well, I never tried to put holes on you. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do. So you go your way, I'll go mine. And if our paths should cross somewhere down the line, I'll just say hello and shake your hand. But if tears come to my eyes, please understand, I'll never be in love again. My poor old heart will never mend. Oh, I'll find someone to hold now and then. But I'll never be in love again.
Don Williams and I'll Never Be in Love Again. 5:14 the time. Good morning. We're at 54 degrees. Today, Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. A blood drive for Impact Life will be hosted by SSM Health, St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo today. The blood drive will be held from 1:30 until 5:30 at the Ringling Conference Room, basement level. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are welcome. To make an appointment, you can email smurphy@impactlife.com. St. Paul's Lutheran Church, rural Laval, will have its 39th annual Chili Supper from 4 until 7 tonight. The free will offering meal is hosted by the Ladies' Aid of St. Paul and Zion Lutheran Churches. Oh, you hit October. It's a little cooler today. It's almost chilly weather, I think. Anyway, you can sure notice a difference this morning, can't you? As you head out and about, it's a little breezy, too. So I guess just kind of messed up my hair. I had it so finely combed for the radio. And then here we are. I'm all messed up again. The big problem with hair, too, is in the radio business, we wear headphones all the time. So then I have this like flat piece right in the middle of my hair the rest of the day. It dries that way. Oh, well, we'll check sports in a few minutes. Here's George Jones in the meantime.
Somebody keeps playing my bartell, but the bartender won't tell me who. He gives me six cold ones to go when he closes, and slips me a dollar or two. My woman is keeping me busy, and I'm afraid to go ask her why. But the more I keep drinking, the more I keep thinking, there's somebody new in her life. When I go home today, here comes the waitress with a loaded down tray. Somebody wants me out of the way. Now my woman is under
suspicion. And all I can see in my mind is to cheat. And the cover you're under is mine. Somebody wants me out of the way. And I bet I'll find out when I go home today. But Lord,
George Jones on the old Light in the Milk House show. Good morning.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
20 minutes past 5, the Mets weren't supposed to get this far, neither were the Brewers. Yet here we are, seeing them square off in the best of three National League Wild Card Series, which begins today in Milwaukee. These two teams should know each other well. The Mets finished playing a series in Milwaukee on Sunday before heading to Atlanta to play a makeup doubleheader Monday that determined the National League's final two playoff participants. A doubleheader split put the Braves and Mets in the playoffs while eliminating the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now the Mets head back to Milwaukee for the postseason matchup that gets underway today. The pregame time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 will be this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Elsewhere yesterday in notes from sports, preseason hockey underway as well yesterday. They continued with that. And a couple of games in Monday Night Football, including Tennessee's win over Miami, 31-12, and Detroit over Seattle in a high-scoring affair, 42-29. Banished baseball great Pete Rose has died. The longtime Cincinnati Red was the career hits leader and fallen idol who undermined his historic achievements and Hall of Fame dreams by gambling on the game. His 4,256 hits broke his hero Ty Cobb's 4,191 and signified his excellence no matter the notoriety which followed. Rose was banned from baseball in 1989, but continued to talk about the game well and make public appearances. Again, Pete Rose has died. That announcement from yesterday in the sports world. And that is an update on sports today.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
All right, 5:23 the time. Hold on to your slippers. This is an aerobic polka, snappy little number. Here we go. Jolly Cooper Smith Polka right there from the Ridgeland Dutchman. That one guaranteed to wake you up. Looks like Henry Bray just woke up here today as well. Boy, he saw his shadow, though. I think he's going back to bed.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Thank you.
turn me down. Your wild love, I can't take. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Chaparral Brothers and Standing in the Rain from the Light in the Milk House show today, Tuesday, October 1st. We're headed toward a high of 65 later. It does feel like October out there a little bit this morning. Well, compared to what we're used to anyway. It's 53 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The Farm Bill extension has come and gone. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. The deadline for passing a farm bill before the extension expired has come and gone. What's next? Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
I feel like Groundhog Day. I just keep having the same conversation with Congress.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says one of two things needs to happen for a new farm bill to get passed in the lame duck session of Congress.
They either have to recognize that they can't afford all the things that they would like to be able to afford if they want to stay within the resources that are in fact available.
Or he says Congress needs to find more money, and there are a couple of ways to make that happen.
One way is that you actually find more money. You close a loophole here or there. You generate more revenue, and you have that revenue directly offset the increase in the farm bill.
Vilsack says Congress could also disregard the budget rules, but that opens an entirely different can of worms.
I fear that when you do that, you potentially risk the loss of votes.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A climatologist says drought conditions continue to expand across the Corn Belt. Dennis Toddy is director of USDA's Midwest Climate Hub and says the ongoing dryness should give farmers many consecutive days to harvest crops.
We're going to be able to move along quickly as long as crops are maturing enough. And probably between the heat and the lack of rainfall, crops that were not quite mature, we're probably going to get them moving along.
Toddy says he's concerned about the severity of drought in southeastern Ohio. And he says it will be important to monitor water levels along the Mississippi River moving forward. USDA is projecting a bigger wheat crop this year. Total production is seen at just under 2 billion bushels, an increase of 9% from a year ago, with larger planted area, a lower rate of abandonment, and an improved yield thanks to better weather in some areas. That includes a winter wheat crop of 1.35 billion bushels, 9% higher than last year. Spring wheat crop, 542 million bushels, up 8%. In Wisconsin, winter wheat is projected at 18.04 million bushels. That's up from 17.48 million a year ago. Average yield, 82 bushels per acre, and that's a record in Wisconsin. The U.S. corn and soybean harvest managed to stay ahead of average last week. That was despite rain delays in much of the Corn Belt to start the week and the widespread fallout from Hurricane Helene later in the week. Another hot and dry week accelerated harvest in Wisconsin. USDA statistician Greg Bossler says the weather allowed for rapid progress harvesting soybeans and potatoes and some corn for grain. Wisconsin's farmers were also very busy harvesting corn silage, spreading manure, fall tillage, and seeding fall crops. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Everett Larson from Sauk Prairie High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Everett is in soccer and basketball at his school.
I like to compete. I'm a very competitive person, so when I get to compete alongside my friends, it's just really fun for me.
His coaches and community groups are pushing young students into future leadership roles, and Everett said he's growing in that department.
It's kind of built in me through my coaches, and at our high school in Sauk, we talk a lot about like building a culture, so we've been trying to implement that in our high school to like try and build leaders so the coaches don't have to do everything.
He enjoys FFA and 4-H and working on the farm, and volunteering is a big part of his daily routine too.
I think part of it's just how I was raised. My parents do a lot of volunteering, so I try to do that too. I don't know, I like to be busy, so the more I can do, the better I feel.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
A slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are mixed, somewhat higher in Texas, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. It looks like significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and steer calves were $3 to $8 higher. Feeder heifers and heifer calves were steady to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good and quality was much improved from the previous week and helped support that higher market. Medium and large one feeder steer, 702 to 745 pounds, brought $248 to $261. Feeder steer, 751 to 790 pounds, brought $240 to $258. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 641 pounds, brought $237.50 to $251. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice up 32 cents at $296.69. Select closed 29 cents lower at $282.08. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs were higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts Monday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. This could set the stage for a couple of days of business. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, but there are long-term concerns about domestic demand. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights are still running well above year-ago levels, ensuring there is plenty of pork available. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct close $1.57 higher, with a weighted average of $76.68. The Western Corn Belt up $1.73 with a weighted average of $77.15. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed firm up 9 cents at $95.86. Bellies, ribs, and loins were all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head. That's up 6,000 on the week and down more than 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were up with boxed beef higher at midday, looking ahead to the week's direct business. And feeder cattle were lower, pressured by the higher move in corn. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Everett Larson from Sauk Prairie High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Everett is in soccer and basketball at his school.
I like to compete. I'm a very competitive person, so when I get to compete alongside my friends, it's just really fun for me.
His coaches and community groups are pushing young students into future leadership roles, and Everett said he's growing in that department.
It's kind of built in me through my coaches, and at our high school in Sauk, we talk a lot about like building a culture, so we've been trying to implement that in our high school to like try and build leaders so the coaches don't have to do everything.
He enjoys FFA and 4-H and working on the farm, and volunteering is a big part of his daily routine too.
I think part of it's just how I was raised. My parents do a lot of volunteering, so I try to do that too. I don't know, I like to be busy, so the more I can do, the better I feel.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were down and corn was up, reacting to the USDA's quarterly grain stocks numbers. November beans were down 8¾ at 10.57. January was 7¾ lower at 10.75¼. December corn was up 6¾ at 4.24¾. March was 6¼ higher at 4.41¼. With box beef higher at midday, October live cattle were up 2 at 183.77. December was 32 higher at 184.80. But with corn higher, November feeders were down 80 at 244.90. And hogs were mixed on spread trade in the higher midday move in pork. October was up 20 at 82.25. December lean was down a dime at 73.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Kansas farmer takes the organic path to success today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
About 20 years ago, fourth-generation family farmer Tim Riley switched to no-till crop production on his farm near St. Francis in northwest Kansas. And he says that worked fine for a while. Then
we started seeing some issues with that type of farming. The wheat seemed to be getting resistant to chemicals, and it was getting real frustrating, and we kept putting on more chemicals and higher rates and trying all kinds of different combinations, with some success and some no success. I actually had to destroy a crop because the weeds took it. We had a complete chemical fail.
One of Riley's neighbors had some land coming out of the Conservation Reserve program and asked if he wanted to farm it. He did, and tried organic crops. Eventually, Riley converted his entire farm to organic.
Just a satisfaction and a pride in our crops that we never had before. When we were just selling bulk commodities and going to the elevator, and all you cared about was the yield. Now we care about quality.
Riley says buyers care about quality too, which is why they come calling.
You know, I'm kind of in the twilight of my career. It's really nice to see this is going on with the next generation. I've had more fun farming in the last 5 to 6 years than I've had my whole 35 years prior to that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Waiting for fall fertilizer application might be a good thing. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Don't miss a minute of World Dairy Expo. Can't attend in person? Join virtually on Expo TV. An Extension manure management specialist has some advice for farmers considering fall fertilizer applications. Melissa Wilson with the University of Minnesota recommends waiting until soil temps are below 50 degrees.
Trying to hold off as much as you can, and the longer you wait, the more likely you're to retain that nitrogen from your manure and not lose it.
She tells Brownfield nitrification inhibitors can be useful.
But again, the closer you are to when the soil temperature is 50 degrees, the better. So even now, even with a nitrification inhibitor, it might still be too warm because nitrification inhibitors also degrade over time.
Wilson says nitrification inhibitors probably aren't necessary once soil temperatures are under 50 degrees. World Dairy Expo officially starts today, but cattle have been in the show ring since Saturday. Expo welcomed 445 competitors to the Youth Showmanship Contest Saturday. New York took top honors in the National 4-H Dairy Cattle Judging Contest. Florida and Wisconsin placed second and third. The University of Minnesota finished first among 17 schools in the National Intercollegiate Dairy Cattle Judging Contest. UW-Madison and Iowa State took second and third, respectively. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weigh unchanged at 59¾¢. 5 sales recorded there. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny to 212 with 3 sales. Cheese barrels went down 15 cents to 214¾. 2 sales recorded. The nearly 36-cent block barrel spread from just over a week ago has been nearly eliminated. Butter went up 7¼ cents to 280½. 16 sales recorded. Not-fat dry milk went up 0¼ cent to 136 with 1 sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 3500.
Today's forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and a high of 65. Our winds between 10 and 20 expected later on today. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly with a low of 38. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again with a high of 73. Right now, 52 at WRCO in Richland Center. Light in the Milk Cow Show, Primrose Lane. I think that's out by Sextonville somewhere.
Primrose Lane. Life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane. With you. Can't explain when we're walking down the Primrose Lane. Even roses blooming in the rain. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane with you.
Let me tell you about a song that I feel explains itself. It's called Daddy Frank the Guitar Man.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. And Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just a camp along the highway. Pick a bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the fruity music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall just how it came to be. There had to be some special
help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and mama needed someone she could lean on. And I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank
played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music. She read our lips and helped the family sing.
That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers and Daddy Frank, the guitar man. Hill Country Classic Power will be setting up for Wheels of Time on Wednesday, starting at 8:30 in the morning. You're welcome to attend any time to help out. Members are reminded to bring two pies to the event Friday through Sunday. Hill Country Classic Power meeting and the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show will be this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a great time and some great pie and some threshing and all kinds of things going on there this weekend during Center Color Fest and the many activities.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $600, beef cross-fed calves up to $840, with the lightweight calves $200 to $350. Dairy slaughter cows range from $80 to $120 per pound, dairy heifers up to $142, with bulls $135 to $142. Beef cows weren't tested. Our next feeder sale, next week, Friday, October 4th. Contact Darren Colton or Jim, 608-627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly that warmth we've had the past couple of days has pushed away now thanks to a big cold front that passed through overnight. There wasn't much in the way of any rainfall with the front, just a few sprinkles up in northeast Wisconsin, but certainly some gustier northwest winds and cooler, more seasonal air filtering in today, so be prepared for that. Otherwise, tomorrow the winds will come back in from the southwest and pull in some warmer temperatures by the afternoon with plenty of sun. Should be a nice day to get outside if you don't mind the wind. And then Thursday, still on the mild side. There'll be a few clouds coming in from time to time. Even a weak weather system sliding through late Thursday night will bring us a slight chance of a light shower, although the better chance will be just to our east. That should slide away on Friday, leaving us with more sunshine. Temperatures will be a bit up and down as we head through the upcoming weekend, but still, again, mainly on the dry side. A forecast for today, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, a few clouds and cool, low about 38 degrees, with light westerly winds turning to the south later on. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high up to 73. South to southwest wind 12 to 25 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low about 46. Thursday, partly cloudy and mild, with highs in the mid-70s. Slight chance of a light shower late Thursday night. And Friday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warming up again, low at 37 with a high all the way up to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, low 50, high 65. And Monday should be mostly sunny and seasonal, low at 37 with a high near 63. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
52 currently in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 82. The record high was set in 1971 and equaled a year ago, 88 degrees. Record low, 27 in 1967. Last year, 88 the high, the low, 63. The sunset time tonight, 6:43. Sunrise this morning, just before 7 o'clock. Northeast winds are at 8 miles per hour.